Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
Claudia says, we've been dating for 4 months now. He is very busy working because he has his own company. He texts me every day, but sometimes I don't respond. He seems to play games and doesn't respond to me the same day. It happens more and more often that he doesn't text me goodnight and the next day everything is okay. What does it mean? Well, it sounds like you're both playing games with each other, right? You're like, in this, you say, you know, he texts me every day, but sometimes I don't respond. And then you're like, he's playing games with me by not responding until the next day. And it's like, okay, you're playing games with him. He's playing games with you. If you want a serious, real relationship with somebody, you got to stop playing games. Just stop it. Just stop playing games altogether. And instead, connect with each other and focus on connecting with each other. You know, you can give him space and this whole silence thing. And when we talk about leaning back, we're not talking about it in terms of like creating this game and trying to manipulate him into, you know, doing what you want him to do. What we're talking about is getting him room, right? Giving him space, creating an opening for him to move into and create the relationship that he wants to create. If you're like just randomly never texting him back when he texts you something, he's probably thinking that you're playing games with him. And so he's like, all right, well, I guess I got to play games with her too, because that's the situation that we're in. And so now you guys are in this game warfare. And you're getting deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And so my suggestion is that you stop playing the games. And, you know, once, because you guys are starting to get to the point where it's serious, right? You're starting to get to the point where you're starting to figure out whether you guys really want to be with each other. The whole, most people kind of do this thing for about 3 months when you first meet each other, where you're kind of putting on a show and all that kind of stuff and trying to be the best you that you can be. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know, showing up in sweatpants and, you know, a t-shirt instead of a dress. And he's like, you know, he's showing up with a, you know, stain on his t-shirt instead of like a nice button down or something. Right. And so what you got to do is you got to figure out whether you guys have been playing games from the very beginning or not. Because if you have been playing games from the very beginning, and that's what he's attracted to, and that's what you're attracted to, then it's going to be really hard to have a relationship where you guys don't do that, because you set up a frame from the very beginning of the relationship that says we play games, right? And what you want to do is set up a frame instead that says we have honesty, we have connectedness, we have this space, this open space where we are allowed to honestly and openly have conversations with each other, talk through issues with each other, right? And if you guys aren't in a mature relationship, then that's not going to be the case, right? And instead, you're going to end up just playing these games and in this game world that you're going to play until at some point, what's going to end up happening is you guys are going to get tired of it. And then one person's going to start winning the games. The other person's going to get really like annoyed with it. And then one person's going to get overly attracted to the other. And then one person's going to end up leaving and there's going to be a breakup. There's actually a pretty common pattern with people that play games like this. And so you want to avoid doing that kind of stuff as much as you possibly can. I hope that answered your question.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit theforeverwomanformula.com right now.